Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid. Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there. You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world feed it beings. It's cast up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite town to the last relapse, album he still. And whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt. The whole universe.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that, you're feeling, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fan, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I'm going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how.
Fridays, follow Fridays on Lush Radio Online, man. I got crazy situations with, you know, technical difficulties first, you know what I'm saying? I got to stop my get the fuck out of here because it's get the fuck out of here Fridays. You know, the first thing started with, you know, my situation with my laptop. That whole situation went down. So then I had to use the mini laptop, you know what I'm saying? And that joint was good at first. Now I want to act up on me. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a crazy situation. So hopefully I can get the switchboard on. But there's so many different things that's going on this Friday. This past week, you know, it was the Eminem and Jay-Z concert at Yankee Stadium, which was history, you know, to a lot of people. A lot of old school cats came out, you know what I'm saying, to the Bronx. You know, it was definitely a historical moment. And definitely on top of that whole situation, you know what I'm saying, you also had Drake was added to the bill. 50 Cent was there also. So, I mean, Nicki Minaj was also there also. It was a big event, you know. If you was there, you know what I'm saying, and you got some pics or you was able to go check out the situation, tell me how your experience was, you know, going and checking out, you know, the whole Yankee Stadium situation. Also, on top of that, they're doing this whole televised show called Standing Up for Cancer. Shout out to all the people who are cancer survivors, people that's been through cancer, who went through cancer, who've gotten over cancer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those people out there that definitely went through it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. God bless them. The ones who lost the battle, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace. And definitely on top of that, man, my start off for Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays is, you know what I'm saying, I went to the nail shop, right? The nail shop, this is the nail shop I usually go to all the time. Been going to them for like 4 years. You know what I'm saying? 4 years I've been going to them. Now, these cats know every time I go there, I pay them, I give them a tip and all that, right? So, you know what I'm saying? I get there and everything. And, yo, why the chick, she do my feet and everything? She one of the chicks I normally don't even allow her to do my shit. But I'm like, let me give her a chance. You know what I'm saying? Let me give this broad a chance. So this broad, she like, oh, can you hurry up and pay now? I'm looking at this bitch like, excuse me. Every time I come here, don't I pay y'all? I said, you is tripping. I told the owner, I said, yo, I guess she must be tripping. She done smoked something today. But she really tripping today. She asked me, can you hurry up and pay now? I said, yo, she is wilding today, you know? So I said, yo, you know what? Get out of here. I told her, I said, she got to get the fuck out of here with that shit. They tried to tell me, oh, she's sleeping. She has sleep. Well, she better wake her ass up. She better really wake her ass up today because I'm not the one. She better get her mind right because she's bugging, you know? So anyway, you know what I'm saying? I had to tell her to get the fuck out of here. I had to tell my laptop. I had to tell Toshiba to get the fuck out of here for these faulty computers, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, that was it. And then the other hot topic today is, you know, we had Fred the Godson not too long ago on the show, you know what I'm saying, in our New York studio. And he came through, I mean, from, you know, what I've seen, and, you know what I'm saying, talking to Fred the Godson, he's definitely a good dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and Fred the Godson, you know, definitely comes with a lot of goons, a lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying? He never walks alone by himself, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of security. Now, allegedly, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, I looked on WorldStar. If you go on WorldStar, you look at, you know, right after the Waka Flocka video. On WorldStar, you got these little young cats that's talking about they claiming they blood and, you know what I'm saying, you know, and they saying they doing this and they doing that or whatever, you know what I'm saying, so they saying that they blood, right? So they talking about that they got, you know what I'm saying, your boy, Fred the Godson's chain, right? And I'm like, word? They talking about they got Fred the Godson's chain. They talking about they took it from him. It was mad easy. Little dude was talking about he put, you know what I'm saying, a gun to his head and he just took it off. I mean, they was talking really reckless on there, right? And they was screaming, they was blood. They was showing their face on there. They was talking about the chain was fake. But from what I heard from what we've heard from Fred the Godson's camp, you know what I'm saying, it is his chain, but it wasn't Fred the Godson they stuck up. It was his little man's. Fred the Godson let him borrow one of the chains, because you know Fred the Godson got several chains. And he let his homeboy rock the chain, and the homeboy, apparently, I guess he got stuck up, or you know, maybe not stuck up, but maybe they, you know what I'm saying, they got him for whatever. But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't for the godson. You know what I mean? But this is my other thing. If you blood and you say you blood, why you ain't rocking your blood colors? I seen these cats in like normal shit. But they say they bloods. And then apparently the people supposed to be one of the dudes from Gangland. You know Gangland, that be like on the History Channel and shit like that. Like when they be, this Gangland be talking about, you know, all the different gangs, the Bloods and the Crips. And if they, you know what I'm saying, if they was thorough like that, you know what I'm saying, they would be, you know, claiming they set. But they not claiming they set. So I don't know how they screaming blood and they doing this and they doing that. Because I wasn't seeing it, you know what I'm saying? And that's the crazy part of it, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's all a hoax. I think them dudes need to get their mind right because, you know what I'm saying, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, if you blood and all this stuff, you will be wearing your colors. You wouldn't be that bold to be out there showing your face because you know cats would, like, run up on you. That's the crazy part of it. Like, you really sitting here telling us that you blood and you would do something stupid like that? Like, I mean, and I already know that Fred the Godson don't roam by himself anyway. So, like, that was crazy. That whole situation was retarded. Now, we're supposed to have Young L.A. and we're supposed to have from Grand Hustle and we're supposed to also have a young gentleman by the name of John Reagan live on the show also. On our joint show, he should be live with us in a few. So we should be having him on the show. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, I can get this internet back up. You know what I'm saying, in a few seconds. Hopefully, it comes on for us. But you know, it's bugging out today for some apparent reason. But hopefully, we can get it back on. And get it popping so we can get this internet back up and, you know what I'm saying, go online. But besides that, we definitely want to thank our sponsors, Team Studios. Don't forget, it's 752 137th Street, Bronx, New York, between Buckner and Willow. Definitely come over there, you know, get your mixing and mastering done. Don't forget, tomorrow, Emma E2K on the spot's going to be live from the studio broadcasting. Next week, I got Dana Dane's Artist 11 live in the studio, and I'm also having Doggy Diamonds live in the studio from Forrest DVD, and we're going to be streaming that live also. So, hopefully we're going to have, you know, Young L.A. and everything, once if I can see what's going on with, you know, my switchboard. So we should have him live in the building in a second, or Lush Radio Online. You know, so definitely, you know what I'm saying, call in at 347-826-7722. Hopefully I can get this internet popping back on because it's bugging out right now. It's definitely bugging out. It's definitely bugging out. It's like, Of all these days, you know. Of all these days, he wants to start acting stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that's really like killing me right now. Of all these days, my internet and everything want to start acting crazy, like I'm having like technical difficulties today. Of all days, you know. It's just stressful being me. You know what I'm saying? It's just stressful. I'm going to check, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got interns for. We're going to see if, you know, my intern can log in for me real quick and see what's what. And we're going to try to see if we can get the, you know what I'm saying, see where the call is at and see what's popping. But like I said, we're going to get the internet back up. So I can get back live on a show and get it popping, you know. And, you know, we're going to have it, you know, have it back on, be able to get on and get on the internet so we can see who's live online with us, you know. Situations, you know. Why me today? It's just mess with Lush Day today. First, my other computer goes down. Now this internet thing is wilding out on me today, so I don't even know what's going on. You know, it's just one of them days for Lush. It's like mess with Lush day today. The internet need to get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of Fridays. Follow me on Twitter at Lush Radio Online. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. If I can't get online and I'm having technical difficulties and the internet doesn't come on, then we're going to have to, you know, reschedule the show either later on this evening or something like that, man, because definitely having technical problems. Hopefully I can get my intern to log on for me and we can definitely get it popping for right now. Definitely. So we're gonna see what's what. See what's going on. So she's on my intern should be logging on to bring the callers in and work the board for me. Cause my shit is fucked up. Get the fuck out of here. And I'm sitting here and I'm live online. This is what happens. This is what happens when when you're live and when you're live, shit like this happens. Now the internet comes back on for me. Isn't that crazy? Okay. Yeah. So now it wants to come back on. Son of a bitch. So anyway, thanks to our sponsors, Team Studio. Thanks to Amir Boyd for Grand Hustle. Thanks to everybody that definitely calls in and supports us, you know, on Lush Radio Online. You know, things happen like this, you know, technical difficulties and everything, because, you know, sometimes when you're live on radio, live radio is different from pre-recorded radio. You know, when you do pre-recorded radio, you can adjust all the mistakes and every little thing. When you're live, shit is liable to happen. You know what I'm saying? You can have a malfunction or any kind of thing that can happen when you're live on radio, when you're broadcasting anywhere. So, you know, everything is subject to change, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, being in the radio business, you have to be able to adapt to any situation because anything could happen. You know, same thing as a DJ. A DJ could be playing and one of their CDJs might blow, so they got to mix with one joint. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to go with the flow. And I think I can see my switchboard now. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you, Jesus, you know. Finally, it's on. It's on and popping. So I think we got Bugsy on the line with me and stuff. Let me see. Bugsy, what it do, baby?
What's good, Ma? What's good, E?
What's popping with you, man? Thank God for interns, dog. Like, Rose, thank you for logging in, man, for real, because a nigga like me was stressed. I was stressed the hell out, girl.
I heard you was going through it over there.
How?
I said, I heard you was going through it over there.
I was going, yeah. So, I was going through it, man. You know, my intern, I got her, you know, on speed dial, like, yo. First, you know what I'm saying, the first thing that happened to me this week, you know, my laptop, like, you know what I'm saying, that's my life. First, my laptop goes on me, right? My laptop goes on me, and then I had to send it to Best Buy, and I'm thinking, no, they just want to give me another cord. They like, yo, the whole motherboard is gone and everything. So I'm like, shit, what am I going to do, you know? So they, you know, luckily I had insurance. Yo, I advise everybody out there, any electronic thing you buy, whether it's your cell phone, your iPod, everything, yo, get insurance on it because, yo, when them times is rough and you don't got that money to pay for that, that insurance cover that, man. Because I don't know how I would have repaired my laptop, son. That's my life. So I had to take that in, and then he had to back the whole thing up. I had to pay $150 to back that up, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I got all of the memory and stuff on the external drive. And then I was using my mini laptop. And then come to find out they can't even upgrade this joint to move any faster. So I'm like, yo, fuck it. I'm just fucked. I'm fucked. You know what I mean? So, and then the internet was acting stupid. So I had to call my intern, Rose, who's the best intern in the world. You know what I'm saying? She's the best intern in the world. I mean, I call her to drop her down, you know, and I'm proud of her. She's going to school. Shout out to Rose. And I know she's listening on there to make sure, you know, because Rose, just in case, you know, I can't touch the board and it start acting stupid because I'm looking at it now, too. But if it acts stupid, you know, girl, you know, you got to work your hands, girl. Work your hands. Rose, girl, I swear to God, man, if I don't know what I would do without you, girl. I might have a panic attack. Couldn't upload no music. Couldn't do nothing.
Hold on, you can hear me right now?
Huh? Yeah, I can hear you right now.
I thought I was off air.
I'm going to take you back off air, but I just wanted to shout you out and let you know how much I appreciate you today.
I appreciate you, too. I like working with you.
Thank you so much, man. That's Rose. That's our intern right there. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow her on Twitter. Rose, give them your Twitter.
Rosé2K, R-O-V-A-Y-E-2-K. Hit that Twitter, boy.
That's what it is, man. Yeah, so like, call in at 347-826-7722. Log on. So how you feel about that whole situation that I was talking about on Bugsy, about that whole Fred the Godson situation? Like, these cats is on World Star just wilding out, and they screaming blood, right? And I'm like, you screaming blood, but you don't got no colors on, right? And then you say you got this dude chain, but you showing your face, and you showing the block you on. Like, I mean, what's good? What'd you think about that, Bugsy?
Oh, man, I want to say, well, I got to say, it's just everybody look for that door to get their name out, you know what I mean, get that type of shine. But you always got to watch which door you're going, you know what I mean, because you never know what could happen, you know what I mean. Like, certain people don't like certain things being said, you know what I mean, and certain niggas got, you know what I mean, names to hold down. Your name is your name at the end of the day, and if you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything, you know what I mean. So certain dudes just need to watch how they go at things, because it might not turn out the best way you think it's going to turn.
And that's true. I think that's a real desperate move, though, for them to do that. You know, that's, like, really crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's a real desperate move. I think it's a dangerous move, too, you know what I'm saying? Because, once again, this dude's got, like, the whole Bronx behind him, so I don't know. That's some crazy stuff, man. And then you put your face on the joint, like, I don't know. And then they said that one of the dudes supposed to be the dude from Gangland. You know that joint they show on History Channel? With, like, all the gangs and stuff?
Yeah.
I can't believe that, you know? I think that's, like, a whole hoax. And then check it out. Another person that's on World Star, even though, you know, she got a big old booty, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, just because you got a big old booty and a pretty face, you know what I'm saying, does not mean that you should be a rapper. Now, your girl, the one and only Pinky, we all know her for doing all the porn and, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. And, yeah, she's a beast at what she do. But at the end of the day, why are you becoming a rapper? Because of something else to do? Like, come on, man. Have you heard her rap before? Only thing I say is the broad got some bread. Because she's been doing her business, her own production porn company, before any of the other chicks was. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I got to say for her. She's been doing her junk before anybody else was. And she did it herself, you know what I mean? She did her junk herself. And you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I got to commend her on. But my thing is like this, like, you know what I'm saying? You're a porn star. I don't have nothing against porn stars. There's plenty of porn stars that do their thing. But at the end of the day, man, why are you rapping? That's what I want to know. How do you feel about that, Buzzy? You think Pinky should rap, or she should stick to getting it in?
I just want to know what she going to rap about.
I don't know. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, being a porn chick. What else can she rap about?
That's what I'm thinking, man. Like, I don't even know why she think that rap, but I don't That's crazy. I don't know, man. She might want to stick to the DVD, man.
I don't know, man. I think she should stick to the DVD game, man. I don't know, man. Shout out to her, yo. I think my people just caught some, my people just caught some LeBron James joints. They've been saying they've been trying to get these joints, and I'm just looking at these joints and Pete, this nigga just caught some new shoes, man. They can't say shit. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Niggas is copping new shoes, ain't tell me nothing. I'm saying, what's good, though? Can I get a pair, nigga? Damn. Niggas getting shoes and shit, though. But anyway, you know, we back in the building on Let's Radio Online, man. And I'm just really feeling happy that I got my boy Bugsy on the line with me right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm able to see the switchboard a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I think we're going to go on to some music, you know what I'm saying? Just because I can. We're supposed to have your man, John Reagan, live on the line. Like, this dude is an up-and-coming artist. But y'all heard of Ariel PR, Saba PR, that y'all be seeing that stuff, like, online? Like, I never seen her in person, but I heard she got a lot of, like, big artists and stuff under her, yo. But, I don't know if she's a computer or a real person, but apparently she had this artist under her, so he came to me and everything, and I seen his work for his first album that he's coming out with, you know what I'm saying? He got Juel Ortiz, you know what I'm saying? He got, what's her name, Ambrose on there, the chick from Floor Tree. He got a joint with Shy Stimuli. So he got some joints, and we're supposed to be having Young L.A., live on the show, so we're going to see what's good, you know what I'm saying? And just because I feel like it, I think we're going to play 950 Plus Shimmy Shimmy and Joint, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play that real quick, and we're going to be right back.
Sip Driller, bang like a Gorilla, got a tendency to kill her when I drill her, Rockefeller shiver.
Already in her, living in a liver like I'm liquor, wine and dining on her spine, better get her.
She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Fellas in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink back, her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grinding to the beat, then I think, why dance when we go
free? I agree, she say I agree. When I open up my mouth, pour that lick inside of me, then I splash it. As I lick her body, she get high, roll her live, blow her sour to the sky. Baby, we just slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quick. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballots in the cup, cause I ain't trying to steal my dream. Banging the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Give me the druggies, trying to get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be coordinated.
And I be doing things with your broad all naked. Never get it mistaken, make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, and of course she gon' take it. And the course on top of me is her favorite. I think it's trying to slide.
Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballots in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my dreams.
Shimmy, shimmy, And you already know we got to put this commercial on because you know this birthday
event. Come on, everybody,
event.
Let's hold it down.
The event on October the 2nd is going to be retarded.
Brooklyn, where you at? Where you at?
We're going to have celebrities. Manhattan is going to be off the hook. You know what I mean? We're blasting off. We're going to have posters. It's going to go ham. Go ham with us, man. Come party with us. We want to show y'all how we party. Make sure y'all show my man DJ Truth that crazy retarded love. Because if you don't, I might have to smack you myself, like I tell you.
More industry connection to phone company.
Oh, yeah, it's going down October 1st to the 3rd, New York City. Keep your eyes open. It's official. It's first annual DJ Truth Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit hosted by the industry. Everybody's going to be there. Lush going to be there. If you're trying to get down, let's get down. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online and DJ Truth. Get all the information. I got the buzz flyer popping right now. Just got confirmations from 3 major A&Rs. If you want to get down to DJ Truth First Annual Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit in New York City, keep your eyes out. It's going down.
DJ Truth.
DJ Truth did a good job on that commercial. He did. He told me he made me sound funky, and I was like, yeah, okay, DJ Truth. You did a great job on that. But send me my mix for next week Tuesday before I knock your ass out. You heard? Stop getting in the accidents on the bus. I'm getting an accident, DJ Truth. But anyway, I love DJ Truth, man. Make sure you come rock out with us. October the 2nd is going down. Don't forget October the 16th is going down in D.C. at Queen Makeda, man. We got artists performing from all different states, man. I mean, people were hitting me up like they doing the party themselves. One artist hit me up, Bugsy, and said, I'm hitting you up about the DJ Truth party. I'm like, yo, I'm throwing the party for this cat on the 16th joint. He like, yo, you know what I'm saying, because I'm performing live. You know, just telling me what he going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, are you serious? You really telling me what you going to do? For real? I said, this your party, nigga? Like, for real? Should I be asking you for an invite, nigga? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Nigga, crazy.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
People was wilding out, man. You know what I'm saying? People wilding out. But the other thing I gotta say is, man, these copycats, man. These freaking copycats is killing me out here. Like, what do you get out of copying me or my peoples? Like, get out of here. Like, it's a lot of copycats out of here, man. They need to get the fuck out of here off the early. We in the fuck telling them to get the fuck out of here early on the show.
That's how you open up the show. Get the fuck out of here.
That's how I open up the show. Straight up. Get the fuck out of here. All of them. Everybody.
Oh, man.
You can't come to your interview early and on time. When I tell you to come, you need to get the fuck out of here. You know? And then on top of that, Blog Talk need to stop playing with me and really, like, stop playing with this switchboard and stuff, because I will have a big complaint for y'all. As much money as I pay y'all, y'all want to be tripping, I'm going to smack the mess out y'all, for real. You know? Oh, another thing. Shout out to all my veterans out there. I've been fighting the military forever for them to, give me my just due, you know what I'm saying, with my ankle and everything. So they finally released my stuff and finally, you know what I'm saying, let me take my picture for my veteran's card, yo. So I'm an officially a veteran. I can get my card now, son. You heard? You know? I'm feeling good about that. All the other times I was telling their asses to get the fuck out of here.
I think they heard you. They was like, all right, we got to give it up. We got to give it to them.
They better give me my shit, yo. As much as I was up there being gung-ho for them asses, they better give me my just due. For real. That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody that's still fighting the VA to try to get their percentages. And shout out to all my soldiers that's still in Iraq, still overseas. And we hope you get back home soon. You know what I mean? And we don't forget, you know, September 11th passed like last week. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, for real. The country ain't stopped, you know what I'm saying, being weak, you know. Even though they got like 50 million security people at the airport, that's just the airport. What about everything else? You know what I'm saying? And then the stupid things about it, the stuff they really need to be looking for, they don't be looking for. I had a bottle of lotion. They said my bottle of lotion was too heavy. It was over the weight over the weight requirement. And they told me I had to throw my shit in the trash. I didn't know how much I paid for that shit.
Oh, no, that's
crazy. They told me I had to throw my shit in the trash or I wasn't going on the plane. And you know how them planes are. You miss a plane, you done. So I was like, yo, forget it. Throw it in the trash. You know? They want to be petty. You know what I mean? And that was the Atlanta airport. Shout out to the Atlanta airport. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here. For real. That's how
I would have sold them the bottle of lotion, man. Tell them for when the workers come to work, ask you, they got lotion on standby. You know what I mean?
For real. So what's new with you, Bugsy, man? What's going on, man? Talk to me, fam.
Ain't nothing too much, man. Still in the process of getting little man to learn how to walk. You know what I mean? Getting in. I sat down with my dude the other day, man. He's been actually thinking about building up a little studio out here because, you know, cats out here in this little part of town of Mass, man, be on their bullshit. You know what I mean? So, fucking, we about to sit down and plot that out, man. Hopefully everything work out and we can definitely make that pop off, man. So, I don't know. Looking forward to that, man.
That's what's up. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to jump out on faith and do it yourself. You know, that whole cool shit when you say you want to work with this dude and that dude and you think they're going to, you know, rock out with you and they don't. You just be like, yo, I'm just going to do it for myself because there's no time than now. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it done. And, you know, when they ready, they'll jump on the bandwagon, but now it's going to cost them. You know what I mean?
You already know.
You know, I've been having, like, you know, I'm definitely having a whole bunch of people hitting me up, you know what I'm saying, like crazy, you know what I'm saying. I had some dude hit me up from out of freaking California. I ain't even know. He said, yo, he got people watching me. What? I'm being watched now? Dang.
That's crazy.
God dang. I said, yo. Yo, shout out to Lethal List, man. That's my girl right there. She just changed her hair back to black. I like the black hair, too. You know what I'm saying? Yo, and that's my girl right there, man. She's a monster, you know, when it comes to slots. She's the sloppy mouth master, yeah. People call her my twin, though. I don't know. Is it the lips or something? I don't know. Everybody say that Lethal is my twin. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to turn this side and see. Shit. Yo, shout out to Jaja. We working on getting Jaja and live in the studio so you can see Jaja face-to-face live in the studio and shit. So she's going to come to the studio with us next week, like I said. You know, next week, next week I'm going to have, you know, the one, the only, you know, 9, well, not 9, 11, live on the show, you know, 9, 10, 11 on the show. Next week, Friday, he's going to be live in the studio. That's Dane the Dane artist. He's going to be live in the studio with us. And we also going to have, we're going to also have Doggy Diamonds live in the studio with us and everything. And you heard about this dude named Shay Davis? You know this dude named Shay Davis?
Yeah, I heard about him.
Apparently he's supposed to have been with Smack DVD or whatever, but he's been pressing me out to interview him, so I think we're going to interview him on the show soon or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Apparently I heard he can't stand French Montana, so I want to know about that situation. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Shout out to all my people out there in Canada and shit, that out in Canada be showing me mad love. I've been running into, like, a lot of old cats that I ain't talked to in, like, mad years, you know what I'm saying? You know, he told me, you know, this mad people that, you know what I'm saying, been doing the radio stuff, man, been hitting me up. Like, you know how, like, people, you ain't talked to them in years, but they hit you up, you know what I'm saying, and they see you doing shit, and you're like, damn, son, I ain't talked to you in, like, ages, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got cobwebs on your face, nigga. I ain't talked to you, like, mad long, nigga. You old ass. You know? Yo, why people always come around when you doing good? When you like struggling or going through it, nobody's around. But when you doing good or you trying to, you know, you trying to better yourself, that's when everybody comes around. That's just like when you got paper, you know what I'm saying? When you got bread, everybody's around. They want to be your homie, right? But when your bread is gone and they done helped you spend all your bread, nobody's there to be found. Why people do that, Buzzy?
Oh, no, man. At the end of the day, those are the people that's just looking to, you know what I mean, get something. You know what I mean? They like, well, damn, this nigga ain't got nothing right now. He hurting. So I don't know what I can really gain from out of him, but just the shoulder to give, you know what I mean, and some advice type shit. And a lot of niggas ain't looking at that like that, you know what I mean? But fucking, a lot of people don't believe in karma at the end of the day, if you ask me. I mean, like, it all depends on how you move. Yeah.
That's true, but you know what? I got a song for them bastards. The song I got for them is Corn Stars by your man Bad Seed. And that's for all y'all corny-ass, herb-ass cats out there that want to come and play yourself, knowing that we done tried to reach out to you, and now you see somebody doing a little something, now you want to jump on board. You dick-riding, you know what I'm saying, faggot-ass, skirt-ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here because you's a corn star. And that's what I'm going to play today because that's how I feel on this Friday. Who cares if you're offended? It's my show. Let's go.
Ooh-wee, what it gon' be? Can't deal with these phony motherfuckers around me. Get it up. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star. Fuck a con, get it up. Fuck a con, get it up. Fuck a con, get it up. Fuck a, get it up. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star.
I say, shorty think she poppin', but I think she should know that that bullshit she doing got her looking like a hoe. And homie over there, he gossip like a girl. I got 20 on his fitted for some shit he said he didn't, but I know he did. I put that on his kids, he a corn star. Yup, that's what that nigga is. He corn on the cob. They always want beefin'. Once that beef comes, that's when they all creepin'. Shorty think she Nicki, she stole her whole swag. Had it wrapped up and she threw it in a bag.
Yeah.
Run around acting like a corn star. Nah, baby girl, you a corn star. Don't know where you going, no on star. Wherever you going, be careful cause you going far. Doing stupid shit. I rebuke the shit. And I ain't buy this beat. I just loot the shit.
Ooh-wee, what it gon' be? Can't deal with these funny motherfuckers around me. Get it up. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star. Fuck a con, get it up. Fuck a con, get it up. Fuck a con, get it up. Fuck a, get it up. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star.
I say, people doing dumb shit, that's what you call them, corn star. Not some of them, nigga, all of them. If I was king of the world, I'd make a wall of them. Machine gun funk, cut them in half, all of them. Corny niggas in a way, it's like a mall of them. I crumble they ass up and make a ball of them. Cause I still can't understand what the problem is. Corny for no reason, corniologist. Epidemic. Remember that I said it, and I gotta give my cousin Touch Nasty the credit, cause he came up with the word shit. Minute that I heard it, knew the jury was out, so I came with the verdict.
The verdict?
The verdict. Corny niggas ain't us, stayed away, perfect. I don't battle niggas, niggas get murdered. Wordplay, that means the pun is inserted.
Ooh, wee, what it gon' be? Can't deal with these corny motherfuckers around me. Get it up. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star.
Big sight, new tank. Go, go. Big sir. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go, you know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo, yeah. Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got twisted that you don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas tryna sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck, but the day they finally free me, I got a caravan of niggas every time we in the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but you don't gon' get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Little life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Little life of a lost player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me, live life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need to raise my loan when she laughs. I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple B, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime ball, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, make me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever bowling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker ducking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus, it's in all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G. Can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me talk. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was way smart. And that's why I blame shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Falling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a ball player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. The criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Lega, LMG, Jersey, Patterson, we on deck. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. Get the fuck up out of here, Fridays.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to Lega, you know what I'm saying? Live in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people be watching this, man. Don't you feel sometimes people watching your every move? I had to play the Corn Stars and then throw Tupac on the back, you know what I'm saying? All eyes on me. Like, why y'all watching everything we doing? Y'all said y'all doing all these big things. Y'all doing big numbers. Y'all doing this, that, and the third. But why you looking at a little nigga like me? Why you watching me? That's the question. You must got too much time on your hands. I'm too busy to be watching you, son. What's good? Bugsy.
Yeah.
Why they watching us, son? Why they watching us, man? What they scared of?
Oh, no, like you said, they got too much time on their hands out there, man. I don't know, maybe what they doing ain't working, so they trying to figure out what's working for you that can better for them. But what they don't know is, man, you can't do what the next man do because you don't move how they move.
That's definitely the truth, man. Don't forget to follow Bugsy on Twitter, you know what I mean? If you don't follow Bugsy on Twitter, we're going to have a problem. Bugsy, can you please give them your Twitter information, Bugsy?
Oh, most definitely. Kept it the same for a while, so it's still Bugsy underscore RP underscore stack. That's B-U-G-Z-Y underscore R-I-P underscore S-T-A-C-K. Follow me. I follow back.
Definitely, 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 man. And if you didn't know, it was the Black Caucus. It happened in the DC, in DC today. The Black Caucus, they had big meeting with a lot of people from, you know what I'm saying, from all over the world, from authors to artists to a lot of people in the Black Caucus. So it went down in D.C., you know, and, you know, it's a lot of interesting people out there. So definitely, you know, when you get a chance and you're available, and if you didn't do it this year, maybe next year, you know, check out the Black Caucus. You know what I'm saying? And be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? That might be something that you might rub elbows with somebody to definitely take you to the next place where you need to go. And don't forget, tonight we're going to have your boy John Reagan live in the building. He's going to be talking to us about, you know what I'm saying, Sorry I'm Late, his new EP. He got a lot of heavy hitters on his joint. At first, when I heard Sorry I'm Late, right, Bugsy, I thought he was saying, like, Sorry I'm Late, like he's, like he was late sending me something, you know. I ain't never know what the name of that album. I'm like, yo, hold on. You thought you late for what? And then I looked and I said, oh, shit, that's the name of the album. I'm like, all right. But, you know, dude's doing his thing. He had shot Stimuli on one of his joints that we going to play. And we had shot Stimuli on the show, you know. So shout out to him. Shout out to my son. My son doing some acting and stuff. Apparently, allegedly, Nicki Minaj is supposed to be doing some acting now also. And everything. And you know what? Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to Wendy Williams out there saying, you know, how you doing, you know? You know what? I didn't even know. Somebody told me, like, last week or something, I didn't know the whole situation with Wendy Williams about Whoopi Goldberg. You know, Whoopi Goldberg is on The View, right? And, you know, she got, you know, she got a legacy longer than, you know, your girl Wendy Williams, right? So, you know, Whoopi said, yo, for real, I didn't know Whoopi made her cry on her own show. I never knew that. And they said that, yeah, Whoopi Goldberg had came on there and said, yo, Wendy, you know what I'm saying, you hurt a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Because when she first started, you know, she was just going in on people. She had no respect for people's families and nothing. She would just, like, dig crazy dirt on people, right? And she, I think she had allegedly put out some information about Whoopi being homeless and all kinds of stuff, and it really hurt her. So she just told her, she said, yo, you was a real bad person. Like, you know, it took a lot for me to even come on your show without spazzing out. And she told her, she said, and Wendy cried on her show and her own show. I was like, wow. But you know what? I think, you know, after, like, all the stuff she did, because, you know, she had got, you know, after the whole situation, she had said Puffy was, you know, he was funny. He was, you know, he was a faggot and this, that, and the third, you know, even though everybody else say he a faggot and shit. But, you know, you know, she's a big name, so, you know, everybody listening to what she's saying. So, you know, after she got kicked off the radio and everything, you know, she had to reinvent herself and everything. So she finally, you know, you see she's changed herself a lot. She's not as harsh as she used to be on her talk show. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, in life, it's not always good to come out in the game bashing people, because that stuff comes back to haunt you, especially when you're trying to take stuff to the next level, you know? You know, so sometimes, guys, you know, at the end of the day, guys, in this business, like we say, don't burn bridges, because you might get embarrassed on your own shit. For real. But I was like, damn, yo, I was like, wow. But anyway, I think we got our boy John Reagan on the line. Let's check. I don't know. We got a caller from the 443 live on Lush Radio Online, man. What it do, baby? Hold on, let's try one more time. Hello, let's try. Do we got boy Reagan on the line with us? Let's try one more time. Reagan, you live on the line with us, John Reagan?
Yeah, I'm here.
What it do, baby? What it do?
Ain't much. What's going on? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene in the gangster lane, telling a lot of people to get the fuck out of here.
I hear you on that.
You know, yeah, but, you know, we definitely happy to have you live on the show with us and everything,
yeah,
you know. Let's show you some Lush Radio love real quick.
Okay. Appreciate that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I got my co-host Bugsy live with me, live from Boston.
Okay, Bugs, what up, man?
What's going on, family?
Ain't much. Come on.
That's what it is. First and foremost, you got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, John?
Nah, man, really just, you know, shouting out all the blogs and all of the websites and everybody that's been supporting the records as we've been putting them out. Man, they're just showing a lot of love, and we've been getting a good amount of great feedback back from them, so definitely shout out those folks right there.
That's what it is, man. You know, listening to your accent, I know you got the 443 number, but you don't sound like a Baltimore, you know,
I get that a lot. Yeah, what's it called? My grandparents, it was like military folks. So, you know, we moved out here, and I've been out here since I was born. So, you know, growing up with them, that's how I caught it.
Oh, that's what's up. So being from Baltimore and everything like that, you know, it's a kind of a rough place out there in Baltimore, man. How was it, you know what I'm saying, you know, coming out there and, you know, what inspired you to get into the music game?
I got into the music game a while ago, back, you know, when I was in school and everything. You know, a lot of people had a cliche stories about, you know, how rhyming in lunchrooms and all of that stuff. I mean, ain't nothing special about mine. One of my best friends, actually, he was from New York. He moved out here, and he kind of inspired me to start doing it. So, you know, ever since, you know, we've just been working at it, pounding at it, and, you know, it kind of just built into something right here, like what we got with Sir William Lee.
That's what's up. Explain the album, the whole situation. Sorry, I'm late. Like I was just discussing earlier, man, I didn't know that was the name of the album at first. When I'm reading the email, right, I'm like, are you telling me you sorry you late for sending me the stuff late or what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, oh, shit, that's the name of the album and stuff, man. Explain to us about that and what you got to tell us about.
Yeah, well, Sorry I'm Late, I kind of developed the album title a while back. I first started recording. We actually did an actual album with the group I was in, Culture Six. Now it's kind of based as like a media company. I mean, it's still a record label. They still got the artist on there and everything. But right now, you know, I'm the one that they're pushing the hardest. We dropped the album back in like 2004, 2005, Culture Six Elite. And, you know, I was supposed to do my album like not too far after that. But, you know, I just started dealing with a whole bunch of situations. My grandfather passed away. My grandmother passed away. We found my uncle dead. You know, it's just all of these crazy things just kept happening, you know, just kept delaying the process. So, you know, now finally I'm in the clear, and, you know, I'm actually getting some time to do what I'm supposed to do. So.
That's what's up. And sorry about the passing and stuff, you know, grandparents and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, who are some of the people, you know what I'm saying, you working with right now? Because I see you, you know what I'm saying, how you get, you know, Joelle Ortiz and, you know, my girl Ambrose from Flowetry, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know, a couple of, you know, heavy hitters on that joint. And, you know, you got my boy Sha Stimuli on the joint, man. Talk to us.
Yeah, definitely. The album, Sorry I'm Late, is scheduled to come out October 12th. You know, features Marsha Ambrosius, Joelle Ortiz, Sky Zoo, Shot Stimuli, Knowledge from Kids in the Hall, Pac FM, Ill Bill, my man Juggernaut. Shout out to Juggernaut. That's my man right there. And you got your boy Knot spitting a verse on there, too. He's actually slated to drop his album October 12th, too, the same day. So, you know, we're coinciding with each other. You know, it's looking real good.
Wow.
I mean,
that's crazy. You just put me on to something because I didn't even know that Knot's even rap, yo. Knot's be doing like crazy, like producing crazy beats for cats. He just did the joint with Ra. I didn't even know he rhymed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he spit a verse on that. The joint that he rocked with me on is produced by 88 Keys, and, you know, Knot's came in. He did a couple things to the beat, tweaked it up a little bit. He laid a verse down. It's a pretty good record. We're going to drop it towards the release date, towards October 12th. We're going to drop the Joelle Ortiz song next week, so there's going to be a big push behind that record. It's a crazy record.
That's what's up. That's some big things right there, because Joelle Ortiz is definitely doing his thing, shooting with Joy and all kinds of shit. Like, he's making major fucking moves. Like, he, you know what I'm saying, I know he did that whole thing, you know what I'm saying, with Joe Buttons and all them, you know, with that whole squad they was doing, but, you know what I'm saying, my man has definitely excelled on his own, on his solo project, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to throw it over there to Bugsy out there in Boston. Bugsy, you got any questions for your boy?
Yeah, Is there anybody, you know what I mean, like that you wanted to get to work with, you know what I mean, but you just couldn't even fit it in, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of people I want to work with. I mean, as far as the features that we had for the album, when we was creating the album itself and the sound for it and everything, when we was going into the studio and knocking out the records and everything, when we would listen to it, we'd be like, man, I bet such and such would sound great on this. So, you know, we would knock the record out and, you know, pitch it over to them. And, you know, like the main thing with getting a lot of these folks to work with you is getting them to believe into the music and the project. I mean, because, you know, good music is a universal language. So, you know, anytime you step to the table to do business, it's always good when the music is real good. So, you know, that's what kind of helped out throughout the process. But as far as artists go that I want to work with, I mean, of course, there's several people I want to work with. But, you know, right now I'm kind of focused on, you know, pushing this and doing with this and everything. So
that's what's up. We're going to get into some of your music. Up There With You.
Okay.
You want to introduce this joint, fam?
Yeah. Yo, this is the joint, Up There With You. It's featuring Knowledge from Kids in the Hall and Shy Stimuli, and also my girl Wayna. Shouts out to Wayna, and it's produced by my man YZ. He kind of created the soundscape for the album too. So when you check out the album, definitely you'll hear YZ. You'll get familiar with him.
That's what's up. Let's go.
All right.
When I was young and my mom broke her neck, I cried all the time. I was sniffling ball, but now I treat hardships like God gifts. Hell yeah, I hit different from y'all. When my father left the earth, it was pissing me off. I'm at his funeral like this wrong. He's got kids that he calls his new family. I miss when he calls me son. I used to wish he would call. Now I miss him, he's gone. And my heart feels ripped up and torn, and I can't even share this with my mom. Cause her mother's in the sky too. I hate to disappoint her, but I might not be real famous till the day I go and join her. Sorry about that. I guess I could've called her a whole lot more. It's not my fault, but I'm heavy. Damn it, all this grieving. Am I wrong? If I'm mad at them for leaving, there has to be a reason that we die. The pages that I write and catch the sadness in my eyes. No regrets, that is actually a lie. I got my name on flyers, I'll be pressing like I'm fly. But it's just a big disguise, I'm in pain, man. Look in the mirror, see images of a haunted man. Out of body experience when I do the song and dance. My mother says I don't seem to smile the same. Genesis lost, Kayla playing with a choo-choo train. Nigga shooting myself before his mama give me brain. Beautiful struggle, pain for financial gain. Open to criticism, close to controversy. I miss my nigga Brad, he told me hoes thirsty. I miss my nigga Quinn, until we meet again. See, I'ma live it to the limit for a little gin. I'm up in old head. I'm on the verge of tears. Been in the gym, staying healthy, but deserve a beer. The game is whack and dessert appears. Salutations from that you never heard of. Approach you with a plan, premeditated murder. I kill it. Never deemed me as a selfish guy until I felt so all alone with a helpless cry. Why? I thought that I could be a savior. Brave is how I act to justify my behavior. They say the beginning is where it ends, so here I am, hospital staring out the window. Ironic how the views adjacent to another patient that just became a mother while losing what God gave her. Damn, I gotta find a way up out of here. I'm trying to hide these tears to keep my grand's mind from fear. And she already heard the rumors about the slaughter, where they lift off. But I'll be damned if I'm the co-pilot here. But to no avail, the morphine is dripping. First the will was written, then the deacon made a visit. Man, this can't be real. Jackie isn't leaving until reality set in her hands stop squeezing. Thank you.
Regan, Coach Six, and YT.
Yeah, y'all, that was your man John Regan right there. And that was the song Up There With You. I want to know what you think about that. Call in at 347-826-7722. Here we go again with switch bars. Wilding out again. We'll be back on the switchboard in a second. But I want you guys to tell me what you think about John Regan. He definitely got a different style of flow to him, guys, you know. That's what I think. He doesn't sound like a typical Baltimore cat. You know what I mean? Call in at 347-826-7722 and let me know what you think about that whole situation. Still working on trying to get this freaking switchboard back on because it's trying to act stupid once again, like always, you know. Why does this thing always act up on me? All the time. Like a nigga can't breathe. But, like I said, but basically, you know, that was your boy, John. Like I said, call in at 347-826-7722 and let me know what you think about his music. I already told you what I thought about it. I'm going to ask Bugsy what he thinks about it in a quick second once we can get back on in the switchboard and everything. Don't forget to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to Team Studios, and definitely shout out E2K on the spot. She's going to be doing her thing on Saturday, and she's going to be doing a dedication to all the poets out there and everything, so definitely make sure you support her on that situation. And definitely shout out to everybody that supports Lush Radio Online. This is what happens when you have live radio. Situations happen. But shout out, you know what I'm saying, to the internet, you know, service. You know what I'm saying? They definitely need to get the fuck out of here today on Friday. Follow your girl Lush at LushRadioOnline.com. Make sure you log on to www.LushRadioOnline.com and definitely listen to the show live. And, you know, hit us up in the chat room. Okay, so we back on the line. Bugsy, what did you think about his song?
Oh, man, that was hard body. I rock with that. You know what I mean? I actually listen to that type of music. You know what I mean? Everybody don't want to hear that rah-rah, you know what I mean, 24-7. So you definitely get a good look on that, man. I'm going to give him a capital on that, man. You're getting hot for me.
Appreciate that, Bug.
That's what's up. We got another joint from John. I don't know. You want to go into that other song, John? What you think?
Oh, it's whatever. Whatever y'all want to do.
Okay, we got another joint from John, another song, and let me go through the arsenal. It's called The Devil's Eye. I want to know why you thought about calling it that.
It's funny because actually when we first made the record, it was kind of like a rise and fall joint because, you know, throughout the process, you know, like everything I was doing, you know, like I told you with, you know, my folks passing away and everything, it was just always like for some reason – like, why does everything always happen to me? So, you know, I felt like I was targeted. I don't know by what, you know, what type of thing it was, but, you know, that's kind of like what inspired the record. So, you know, when I sat down to write it and everything, that's what came out. That was kind of the message behind the record.
That's what's up. I think a lot of people could relate. I think I could relate to that right now because I say the devil is a lie. Just trying me today.
Oh, yeah, he on that switchboard, right?
He on my other computer. It's all kinds of stuff, man. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and go play, you know, The Devil's Eyes. And we want to know if y'all can relate to this jump off right here.
Yeah. I wake up
nightmares, trying to fight them off. Scared, thinking my alarm was life support. So I called up the guard, tried to reach him. But every time I do, it's like the devil beats in. Who do I believe in? The angels, the demons. Cause everything around me seems so deceiving, Lord. I'd reach out if I could, but it seems my bad side always gets the best of my good. Every time that I decide, he sits on my shoulder, turning a small chip into a clip in my holster. It's hard to find a young boy in me, because the bad side poisoned me, that's me. And after the fact, when the bad one's gone, my good side comes back and he grabs my arm like, John, this ain't your lifestyle, listen, my visions of seeing you in prison, you need
I've
help.
I've been through it all from a rise to a fall, I've seen more than your eyes can see. I've been through the ups and the downs and everything else around, see it's all a part of life for me. I took all your brains out, if you ever cross me, the rest is played out. I live in the abyss and I'm making my way out, Lord, shine your light on me, cause the devil got an eye on me.
Yo, I've been through it all, far more than the average soul. Sometimes I wonder if I have my own. On the block where the hustlers roam, I watch a modern day Mick Jagger, Rolling Stone. Yeah, I've been through that, but I ain't going back. The heaven gates is now where I'm headed at. But did I mention that my history has a vengeance? So once you pull me down to the trenches, but that is where the devil works with the worst. But I'd rather be in the clouds, proud looking down. It's funny how it sounds, I found my home grounds. Place where the clouds surround the whole town. But let me tell you, I never thought I'd find this place. Took a while for that bright light to shine its way, but when it did, I embraced it. Turned around, faced it. Used to be scared, now I'm anxious to make it.
I done been through it all, from a rise to a fall. I've seen more than your eyes can see. I've been through the ups and the downs and everything else around. See, it's all a part of life for me. I took all your brains out. If you ever cross me, the rest is played out. I live in the abyss and I'm making my way out. Lord, shine your light on me, cause the devil got an eye on me.
I've been through it all, ups and downs, guns and pals, and drugs, mountains and coke. It's like the Alps in my house, thousands in a brown paper bag, large amounts of paper, man, keep your mouth shut. F*** a data plan, f*** a cell phone, we don't mess with those, we invest in keep an extra. I'm like Scarface, but I don't get killed at the end of the movie. My drugs are a brain, you can trust a friend in your Gucci, you better get LCN, tell a friend, build a clientele. And I excel in this violent hell, creeping through, see me unspeakable. Unbelievable evil that people do, homie, I seen the truth rise and fall. Rise again, reform, repent the system, who I've been. These so shout words that we live, but don't play with it. Cause when the sh** goes down, you be like, they did it.
I done been through it all, from a rise to a fall. I've seen more than your eyes can see. I've been through the ups and the downs and everything else around. See, it's all a part of life for me. I took all your brains out, if you ever cross me, played out. I live in the abyss and I'm making my way out. Lord, shine your light on me, cause the devil got an eye on me. I done been through it all.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Cuban Link, and right now you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays, so you know what you gotta do, man. Get the fuck up and get the spaghetti. Team Studios, what?
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm reppin' with my girl Lush.
Y'all ain't know what it is, man. That was your man John Reagan right there. I'm saying another jump off for y'all, man. I want to know how y'all feel about that. How you feel about that, Bugsy? How you feel about that jump off?
The kid definitely doing his thing, man. I just want to say, yo, keep doing what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? Don't change up nothing, man. You know what I mean? It's definitely working.
Appreciate it, Bugs. Yeah, good luck.
I definitely like what you're doing over there. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely doing your thing, and you're working with a lot of heavy hitters. And, you know what I'm saying, he definitely has Ariel, the cyber PR, behind him. And, you know, it's weird because I've never seen Ariel in person, but she got mad clients under her, for real. She's definitely doing her thing. The other thing I want to ask you is, what do you feel is the hardest adversity as an independent artist that you have to deal with?
I mean, the hardest adversity as an independent artist, I mean, is getting your music out to the masses. You know, you got a lot of speculation nowadays with payola, and, you know, as far as, like, when you go to radio stations, they tell you we got a certain amount of records from a certain amount of artists and labels. We want you to only play this. So, you know, it's like the DJs are kind of forced to play a certain amount of tracks or who they're playing. I mean, it's just getting out to the masses, reaching the people. It's definitely a challenging thing, you know, now because it's just the record labels are so crazy. Like, you know, they're not signing independent artists like they used to. You know, it's not so much as you used to come to the label and, you know, you used to tell them what you're doing and everything. Now the label's got to come to you. You know, it's just different.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a situation. I tell artists nowadays, don't try to chase that dream of being signed by no record label. Yeah. I mean, to be trying to sell your own units and really get that promotion out there, because they gonna come, people gonna buy your shit. You know, either way, they gonna buy your stuff. You know,
That's why I say, you know, good music speaks for itself. You know, so
yeah, definitely. I mean, you definitely, you know, you definitely got that, you know, that style that's different. It's not the same old, and everything like that. Some of the producers, besides Knots, that you're working with.
Needles. He came in towards the end of the project. I got 3 beats from Needles on the album. That's pretty crazy. You know, Needles, his name speaks for itself with the production that he's done for people. We got Dub B, you know, it used to work. He did a lot of stuff for Joe Buttons back when he was signed to Def Jam on the first album.
We know Needles. Needles did some stuff with my boy Archie Episode and stuff. He did with my boy Music Jones, Delaney. So shout out to Needles. He definitely got some
fun. Needles did what? Piggy Bank for 50 Cent. He did Hurt Me Soul for Lupe, you know. So.
Yeah.
He's definitely solidified his name in the rap game.
Yeah, he's definitely. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. You know, you definitely got 2 powerhouses with some producing doing some work with you, man. I'm waiting for one. You know, sorry I'm late. I can't wait for that joint to drop and hear some of that stuff. For real. I'm gonna throw it over to Bugsy. Bugsy, you got some more questions for your boy John?
Yeah, definitely do. What made you take that route to, you know, make different music instead of, you know, taking that same road that everybody else take, making that, you know, so I call it just that, you know, that commercial music, you know what I mean? Just get that easy play, you know what I mean? What made you switch it up?
I've been doing music for a minute, since I was like 11, 12 years old, so, you know, I kind of never got pulled into the whole new era of music, you know, the flashy stuff with the kids and, you know, the dances, you know, they jerk now with the music and, like, every song's got to dance with it. You know, I just kind of try to stay true to the art form, you know. I was a heavy graph artist before I got into into the hip-hop game, too, so that's actually influenced the single off the album, Paint the World. That kind of speaks for itself on that one. But, yeah, you know, I kind of just try to stay true to the art, man. You know, good music, I mean, it's hard to come by nowadays. I mean, I don't knock the people that are on the radio now, I mean, because they're good at what they do. There's a reason why they're on the radio, but, you know, that's what's accepted by the masses. But, you know, you still got your cult following or, you know, your niche for the, you know, the real hip-hop stuff, so.
That's what's up. Somebody in the chat room asked me, is John Reagan your real name, or that's your name that you go by?
Yeah, that's actually my real name. Which is, I used to go by Poison, but, you know, we kind of knocked it off. That was kind of like my graph name. I carried it over to hip-hop for a little bit. But, you know, I just figured we'd go with my regular name. You know, it's kind of more marketable, Poison. I mean, you know, there's probably a handful of artists out, you know, with the same name doing something, so. Just gotta stay original.
Yeah, so definitely, you know what I'm saying, John, you doing your thing. We like to put artists on the spot a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
That means that sometimes we ask you guys to do a freestyle.
All right. Okay. So so I got a beat over there or something?
No beat. Take it back to the day when you just hit acapella off the top of your head and go in.
Oh, why? Well, yeah, I got you. Yo, Lush Radio, check me out, yo. Yo, I'm on top of the world. Yeah, that's what I thought I was until reality came and knocked me off that buzz. Where's the chauffeur? He had me home trying to rush. Now he shows up, so I hopped on that bus. I'm a small town celeb, a star with a pen in my mind. My prime as I hardly began, but at the time, exaggerated more than it is. My fan base consists of a fistful of friends. Ends would only be the daily lunch money I was giving through the days. I would save up hungry, but I would use it on the girls I was cool with, thinking that I would get a taste of the cool whip. But in the classroom, I'd write my rhymes to pass time by like I really had time. Psych. I was texting my exes and exes, them exes and those as expected, you know?
That's what it is, man. That's that official right there from your man John Reagan going in. It's another Lush Radio Online exclusive, man. Hey, John, man, can you give everybody your Twitter, you know what I'm saying, your websites and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, where they should check, you know, everything at on you, man?
Okay. Yeah, right now, if you want to check out the music, we got snippets of the album. It's about 8 tracks of the album. You can go to soundcloud.com/culture6, and the 6 is VI, like a Roman numeral, so it's culture VI. If you want to reach out to me on Twitter, just, you know, twitter.com or the at logo or whatever, get at Poison, Poison spelled P-O-Y-Z-U-N, you know, culture6.com. It's kind of like the official website of us. Yeah, that's what it is. If you want to reach out, just hit me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter all the time. You see me?
That's what it is, man. And Bugsy, you know what, right? When I first heard him, right, and stuff, I was like, I thought he was, you know what I'm saying, he was a black dude. But, you know, John is a white dude. But, he definitely go hard body, though.
Yeah.
He go hard body and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of dudes, you know, just like, what's my man that's a battle rapper and stuff? So, what's his name? Iron Solomon, man. That dude is a monster, you know.
Definitely.
He definitely a monster. There's a lot of dudes out here, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, though. But, you know, you definitely getting your thing in, man, and you definitely working with a lot of good artists, man. I wish you a lot of success in everything that you're doing out there, John. You know, One thing we do ask our people is, like, what are you doing to give back to your community? You know, I know you getting it in with the music, but what are some of the things you're doing to give back to your community?
I mean, as far as the community goes, once the album gets set up, the main thing I want to do and I want to focus on once we start pushing the album, a little bit of the proceeds from the album I want to put towards, like, a little association for, like, with me and a bunch of my crew. We always do this thing called Super Dad, so I want to put the money towards something that that, you know, can focus on getting kids that, you know, I mean, fathers and everything to spend more time with their kids. You know, it's a big problem nowadays with, you know, with single parents and everything. So, you know, that's the thing I want to focus on big time.
Definitely, man. And that's really a big thing. We need more fathers in these children's lives, man. You got a lot of kids you know, just lost out here, man, for real. And where you see yourself in 5 years from now? 5 years from now, you see yourself still doing this music thing or stepping out, making a lot of money and starting another business? Or what you say? Let us know.
I mean, really, you know, I'm one of them type of dudes that live for the day. So wherever tomorrow takes me, you know, that's what I'm going to push my heart at and everything. But, I mean, as far as the music goes, I love music. Even if I try to quit, you know, that shit is like a disease. So it's never going to leave me. I probably always do music. But definitely, you know, I like the artist thing. I'm probably going to, you know, keep pushing doing this. I probably dabble and dabble with a couple other things, you know, and venture off. But, you know, hip-hop's in my heart, man. So, you know, I'm definitely going to stay with the art.
That's what's up, you know. And I definitely like, you know what I'm saying, you keeping it real to, you know what I'm saying, the original hip-hop, you know what I'm saying. And I just say that, you know, it's an honor having you on the show. But you got any final thoughts with John?
I just want, you know, salute him, you know what I mean, say thank you for coming through, you know what I mean, definitely appreciate that, and stay on the grind, maintain, man, you know what I mean, and just make it do what it do, man, you already know.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah, definitely, you know, you're out in Boston, you know, we got a party. I got my people's out there, Tragic Allies. You might have heard the name spin around every once in a while, but those are close people to me, too, so, you know, I'll be out there, definitely be in contact with you.
Oh, most definitely, man. I'll at me, man. You already know.
Yeah,
make sure.
Sure
you hit him up on Twitter. Hit him up on Twitter. Hit Bugsy on Twitter and stuff. You always network and stuff with people. The other thing is, you know, it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, Follow Fridays, man. And, you know, we go in. You know what I'm saying? This is when you're able to release all the stress, all the tension. There's somebody out there that might have really pissed you off, or you just saw some real fraudulent stuff out there, and you got to tell them to get the fuck out of here. So, John, you have the stage. Tell somebody to get the fuck out of here.
I don't know what's going on in the city. You know, as far as, you know, I heard a doctor got shot down at Johns Hopkins or whatever. You know, I don't know the whole situation, but come on, y'all. Taking a gun into a hospital and shooting a doctor, get the fuck out of here, man.
That's real talk, man. Like, come on, man. They trying to take care of people, and you shooting the doctors, man. Who's going to take care of the patients, man?
I know, right?
That's crazy. That's wild out, man. But that's real talk, man. Y'all need to get y'all lives together, man. But shout out to John Reagan. And we definitely support you. And you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio is your home. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, when my real computer comes back, I won't have this in problem.
Why?
But you know what? But you know what? That's what it is, man. We love you, man. We support you, man. And you know, let this not be the last time we have you on the show, fam.
Oh, no, for sure. I'll definitely be back. Pleasure being on here.
That's what it is, fam. Salute. That's what it is, man. Hey, yo, we just had your boy, John Reagan, live in the building. You know he's doing big things, you know what I'm saying, with Marsha Ambrose, you know what I'm saying, the Floor Tree, you know what I'm saying, Jewel Ortiz, Shot Stimuli, Sky Zoo, Knots, Needles. It's crazy right now. Like, for the first, you know what I'm saying, debut album, he's definitely doing his numbers, man. Sorry I'm late. Make sure when it comes out, y'all pick that out and support that dude, man. We love good music. Make sure you support good music, man, because it's a lot of garbage out here. You know what I mean? But definitely support that dude, man, because he's definitely on his grind, people. You know what I mean? That's what we try to do on Lush Radio Online, is support the independent artists. We are the home of independent artists and majors, man. I like that dude, though, Bugsy. What you thought about John?
Yeah, he's definitely a cool dude, man. You know what I mean? Definitely, you know, humble. You know what I mean? You know, coming, feeling himself. You know what I mean? Coming in on that extra. You know what I mean? Kept it nice and really know.
Yeah, man. Shout out to him. He definitely, you know, showed mad love and stuff. And yo, shout out to Tone Trump. He got some new music out there and stuff like that. I thought we had uploaded it, but I don't think I did, man. But you know what? You know, it is what it is, man. You know, the switchboard crazy, life is crazy, and everything just needs to get the fuck out of here. We got to go pay bills. We're going to go ahead and go to commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online with your girl, Lushy Lush, and my boy, Bugsy.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Wrong.
You heard that? It's the hottest place in the Bronx, man. You know what time it is. It's hot or not. We got some new music from your man Lega out of Jersey. And we got some new music from your boy, Cuban Link. You know what I'm saying? This joint is called Heavy Chain. A lot of y'all got some real heavy chains, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me hold one. Let me hold that. You know what I'm saying? Let me and Bugsy hold that. Let me hold that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Heavy chain. From Cuban Link, it's hot or not, you know what I'm saying? If it's hot, then you know what I'm saying, we give it a capital H. You know what I'm saying? If it's not, you know what I'm saying, then we say it's not. But you know, if it's lukewarm, as Bugsy says, sometimes we gotta call it lukewarm. and give it a little H, you know. So we're going to go into the joint Heavy Change from your boy Cuban Link, and we want to let y'all know if it's hot or not. We want to know what y'all feel about it, too. Call in at 347-826-7722. Hot or not. Cuban Link, Heavy Chains.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy.
What up, Mac?
Yo, yeah. Cuban, what up?
What up, man?
Yeah.
Zay, what up?
That's Black and Black.
Right now, man.
Yeah.
What? That's the body side. Money on my brain. Gotta stay fly. Brand new ride. Nice to the chain. You know I'm down to ride. Chest full of pride. I let the posse get him, get the ox and split him, chop it in him, even if it's mommy with him. Take his jewels, make it look like a knife, he did him. Rockin' the street, let the rhythm of the shot, he hit him. A box to fit him well, put him where the shit won't smell. And make a DVD about him, bet the shit'll sell. Just spit them Tinkerbells, Dr. Doolittle tell. I spit them nickel shells, show me some don't listen tell. I'm sick of selling emus, the rest that'll be me. From a block away, make you do the rock away and leave me. With my little niña, no cruce la línea. If you don't understand, man, bet they buy la pinga. Work the Cuban senior, about to rob the game. For more than 50 banking on yeah, yo, I got the lane. Why the brain so dope, it'll pop your vein. I'm the same as Obama, I want lots of change. Pistol by the side, money on my brain. Gotta stay fly, brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You know I'm down to ride. Chest full of pride, heart full of pain. So if a nigga wanna try, it'll be a suicide. We a motherfucking boy, we a motherfucking
boy. Little power, I spit the micro, macro. Anyway that max flow, I'm attracted to rappers who's rapping when the fun flow. I'm from Nassau, nigga, I'm from Nassau. Young Marcus called me church from Sprouts to Cass. You know I milk a bitch quick, cause I'm intolerant to lactose. Murder specific, stipulated, prolific, perpetual, physics, wizard, infection, which fit the rhythm. Plop with the mama, the monitor, rapping. Nanny turn, gotcha. Wait your turn, partner. Body boy blocker, you can get your face knocked off. From plasma to matter, from matter to data, the god body swagger, the charismatic ambassador. Gun up in the sheet coat, one up in the G-stroke. We smoke, trees grow, bleed grow, see no. Gun up in the sheet coat, one up in the G-stroke. We smoke, trees grow, bleed grow, see no.
Pistol by the side, money on my brain. Gotta stay fly, brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You going down the ride, chest full of pride.
I'm strapped without the holster. Nigga, I be on that bullshit like I'm supposed to. Tatted on my arm is the flag to rep my culture. This ratchet in my palm, I will blast, I'm a soldier. Salute me like a general before I put an end of you. Amazing how my nonstop can take out 10 of you. This is for my black and Latin niggas getting revenue. No matter what you sell or do, just try to get a decimal. Took a little cocaine, mixed it with a chemical. Gave it to the clientele, they told me it's incredible. Now I got my stacks up, shorties think I'm edible. So fuck it, I'ma feed it and I beat it to a vegetable. Strip club killer, they leave with a nigga. And they don't take cash, you need a visa to get her. And shorty wanna please me, cause I'm that nigga. So she don't even charge, and I pass off the law.
Yo,
say
it.
Pistol by the side, money on my brain. Gotta stay fly, brand new ride. Nice chunk of change. You know I'm down to ride. Chest full of pride, heart full of pain. So if a nigga wanna try, it'll be a suicide. We a motherfucking.
Heavy Chain, Cuban Link, How to Not Friday, Rush Radio, BX Sandel, Worldwide, Rest in Peace, Big Punch. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building. Oh, let's go. Oh, 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 let's go. Oh, it's Friday. Bugsy. I'm acting stupid. What's up? What do you think about that, son? What do you think about that, the Heavy Change joint? You like that joint, son?
Yeah, man, I definitely rock with him, man. I ain't heard nothing from him in a minute. You know what I mean? I'm salty, man. I missed Saturday's session when he was dead, man. You know what I mean? Definitely wanted to come through, man. But it was love.
Man, I wish you could have came, man. He a real cool dude, you know what I'm saying? We got, like, crazy views that night, though. He's definitely a good dude. Definitely a good dude, man, for real. And I think I got this new joint from Lazy K. It was Waka Flocka and Frenchie. I want to know if it's hot or not. What you think?
Yeah. Check. We gon' set it up like this. It's that trap music right here. I need you to turn it up.
Oh, y'all ain't ready for this. Say what
up. Lazy K.
Lazy K. When you see me in the hood, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the club, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the coupe, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. When you see me in the hood, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the club, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the coupe, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me.
I'm on some legit shit, that's why they mad at me. I came up in 2 years, that's a tragedy. He been rapping for 10 years, but he ain't happy to me. I'm a so G, call me Easy Flocka E. I go hard in the paint, I'm so OG. My OD, if I keep popping E. Got a push button for my engine, don't need a key. Got a soft top beamer for my trunk and E. This fuzzy on my neck, cost me a $100,000. Tell me that's a jeweler, tell me I like what the ruler.
When you see me in the hood, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the club, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the coupe, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. When you see me in the hood, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the club, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the coupe, don't be mad at me.
That public housing and on the internet, my views do 300,000. Got the club bouncing. It's a public announcement. They say I'm 730 crazy. I need some counseling. Brick squad, I yell it till my lungs sore. You pay $20 just to hate. Why you come for? These Flocka, that's my motherfucking nigga. We bang in the streets with some MDE killers. You don't got no time to roll. My wet or vanilla. Now watch them all scream. Ice cream, hugging dog. I don't think you for it. We diving right up the forest. I'm the papa, baby. You better eat your porridge. Frankie.
When you see me in the hood, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the club, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the coupe, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. When you see me in the hood, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the club, don't be mad at me. When you see me in the coupe, don't be mad at me. 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 Don't be mad at me.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down.
The event on October the 2nd is going to be retarded.
Where you at?
We're going to have celebrities. Manhattan is going to be off the hook. You know what I mean? Blasting off. We're going to have posts. It's going to go ham. Go ham with us, man. Come party with us. We're going to show y'all how we party. Make sure y'all show my man DJ Truth that crazy retarded love. Because if you don't, I might have to smack you myself, like I tell you.
With more industry connection to phone company.
Oh, yeah, it's going down October 1st to the 3rd, New York City. Keep your eyes open. It's official. It's first annual DJ Truth Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit hosted by the industry. Everybody's going to be there. Lush is going to be there. If you're trying to get down with Get Down, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online and DJ Truth. Get all the information. I got the buzz flyer popping right now. Just got confirmations from 3 major A&Rs. If you want to get down, it's DJ Truth First Annual Celebrity Birthday Bash and Music Summit in New York City. Keep your eyes out. It's going down, all right?
DJ Truth.
Yeah, I know what it is, man. DJ Truth, your girl, Lexi Lush is going down October the 2nd. You heard that joint, Don't Be Mad At Me. Another Lazy K production, Waka Flocka, and Frenchie. I know who produced that joint. I know Murph did that joint, because I remember when he was just, you know, playing around with it. What you think about that?
Oh, man, I'm definitely rocking with that, man. Shout out to the whole team over there, man. Shout out to Murder, man. He be getting his thing on a Ustream, man. I be rocking with his little sessions, man. He definitely be going in hard body, man. Lazy K definitely whole squad doing their thing, man. Salute.
Yeah, I heard that joint when he was playing around with it and stuff. And I didn't know he actually put the joint in. I was like, let me just, you know, play this joint today. It's definitely a hot one right there. Don't be mad at me. See me in the club. Don't be mad at me. That's all y'all haters out there. Don't be mad at me. In your face, nigga. And yo, we got another joint in the building. We got your boy Lega. Lega's in the building. He's out of Jersey, but yo, your man DJ Khaled co-signed the mess out this dude. Like, your man DJ, you know, DJ Khaled was like, yo, I known this dude from way back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and I mean, he used to be part of a whole group and everything, but Khaled love this dude, so you know what I'm saying? We about to play this joint right here from Lega, Santana. It's called Look Easy, Hot or Not.
Ooh, Lega! Yeah.
I make this shit look easy. Look at that boy, stunting in them stunners, coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, pull up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop
it. Look easy.
Look at my shoes. Look at my life, nigga. Look at my jewels. Look at my ring. Look how it bling. You can tell that I'm doing my thing. They loving how I bomb tracks. Nigga, you be on whack. They say size the limit. Well, I'm beyond that. Way beyond rap. So far ahead of time. Forever grind out of this world. Whenever Lega rhyme. Thought you was hotter than me. Now you like never mind. Heard my mixtape. Decided to get your shit straight. We eat three-course meals off a big plate. Slick cake. Talk money and never spit hate. Sipping toast wine with chicks that's so fine. Elevating, celebrating the end of the whole night. Coming through with a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, pull up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop it.
It look easy, but it ain't.
Believe me, it's not what you think. I've been hustling hard, putting no tape for that bank. Years in the making, and my shit still ain't sank. A couple of Cali slips, some bottles of Goose to drink. What you try and say, grind ain't night and day. Till my breath is gone, you don't want tested on. Keep a second palm, strapped with a vest and bombs. Had a ball for your face, legs, chest and arms. So as best you know, I'm so destined to blow. Easier said than done, I'm just
making
sure. Look at that boy, stunting in them stunners, coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Up on the scene in the 760 beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop it.
Let go. Jersey stand up. Worldwide stand up.
Let go.
Santana, co-signed by DJ Khaled. Now, was that hot or not? I want to know what's goody, people. How you feel about that, Buzzy? Was that hot or not, dog?
Yeah, I'm going to get at a hot. I can definitely see that getting some airplay, getting some buzz and some spins, man. Definitely came in for a commercial joint. Go ahead.
That's what's up, you know. Shout out to my boy Eddie L. Ness. He's definitely doing his thing on the singing tip, you know what I'm saying? I really like, out of all the songs for real, I really like this So Warm song from this dude. Like, I just like this song. Like, I see, like somebody like Movado, and they be like, I'm so special, so special, so special. Like, him being on that joint, That joint would be definitely, like, crazy. But I like the song by itself. Like, I like that song. So, I'll say that joint. Just because I feel like it. You know what I'm saying? But Bugsy, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to wrap it up, you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, you heard the hot announcement tonight. You know what I'm saying? Saturday is going down with E2K on the spot. October 2nd, it goes down. October 16th, it goes down. Independent artists, if you want to get on the showcase, like I said, you know what I'm saying, hit me up at CEO Lush Radio Online. The press release will be going out on Monday. Fly will be done tomorrow. So get ready, man. It's about to be on and popping in New York and D.C., man. Get your stuff together. Get ready to travel. Let's go. It's a worldwide team. It's a worldwide team. But, yeah, Bugsy, tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here, dog.
Oh, man, we're going to start with the switchboard. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here with the switchboard. Acting crazy today, man. But, you know what I mean? I checked out the website today, man. Definitely looking nice over there. Just set up.
You like that? Man. Did you check that out? You like that shit?
Yeah, man. I'm rocking with that, man. For everybody who ain't getting in tune with it, ain't check it out, man. Everybody ain't listening, getting their doses, you know what I mean? 6 days out of the week, man. You already know, man. Get the fuck out of here. You already know what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. If y'all ain't check out the website, we upgrading. You know, we about to have the flash band. It's about to be crazy. Shout out to my boy Omar. He holding us down with the graphics. You need that graphics. And if you want to advertise on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, get your banner, you know, custom made and stuff to be advertised on the site, man, to go to your website, whatever, whatever. Hit us up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. So, you know what I'm saying, we can tell y'all them prices, man. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to get your advertisement on. You know what I'm saying? You can even do a banner, or we could design the whole website, our own website, just design custom to you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do all day Lush Radio Online, man. We stepping our game up, man. You know what I'm saying? Stepping our game up. You know what I'm saying? Right now we live in two team studios. Who knows? We might be live in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? We might be on Sirius next year. Who knows? Watch us. Just watch. That's all I got to say. Just watch. Be easy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like Tupac said, all eyes on me. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, I'm telling all of y'all, if y'all not staying tuned, if you're not giving back to your community, if you ain't doing the right things in your life, and you know you ain't paying your child support, and you know you ain't feeding your kids, and you spending money on yourself, your kid's hair looking raggedy, and you know you got that child support check, heifer, you feeding that man a steak and they eating oodles and noodles, you needs to get the fuck out of here. All y'all raggedy baby mamas that ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, and you know that man is doing all he can to take care of that child, you need to get the fuck out of here. And shout out to them raggedy-ass fathers that ain't doing shit. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I'm out of here. Peace, love, and happiness, and happy grease. And somebody cook me some chicken because I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm out of here. So, shout out to Team Studios. We out. Peace.
Your body's so warm, oh, yeah. I wanna